My life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentations, is a refrain that echoes in my mind as music connects me to the Holy Spirit. Prelude and verse one. I grew up in a glorious music program at the Trinity Episcopal Church in Binghamton, New York. From the age of eight, I learned under the tutelage of an excellent choir master as I learned to read and sing Anglican music, creating a sense of confidence and commitment while learning lifelong skills. We loved progressing through the various levels of the Royal School of Church Music with its vestments and ribbons and medals, making friends and enjoying the weekly supper following the rehearsal that our parents made for us. Quickly, the church choir became my other family. Verse 2, eight measures of rest and a realization. After I got married, I took a break from the church for 8 years to follow my husband to the temple and to focus on my teaching career. I embraced the first 5 books of the Old Testament and sang twice a year with the pickup choir at the synagogue, sort of like eight measures of rest in a song. But I pined to hear more about the sweetness and compassion of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, as I was called back to the comfort and restorative power of the church. Verse 3, da capo, return to the beginning with embellishment. My prayers were answered when I was invited by a teaching colleague to join her Episcopal church choir nearby. The minute I stepped into the first choir rehearsal, I was happy again. The Holy Spirit came to me as a dove soaring above me during that first service, seeming to welcome me back. It was the Holy Spirit speaking through the words of the hymns, the dissonances, and the harmonies of the anthem. I felt blessed. I was lifted on eagle's wings. Verse 4, triple forte, strong and very loud. The Sunday after Easter in 1996, I joined St. Columbus. The choir master, Judy Dodge, encouraged me to join the choir and later the ensemble as well. She accepted and challenged me to sing to the Lord in a glorious new way. I have always called St. Columbus the 24/7 music church. Anyone entering it at any time can hear the organ, the adult, children's, or gallery choirs, the bell choirs, the orchestra, or the wind ensemble rehearsing. It is inspiring to be a part of such a vital musical community. Now led by Ann Tim Payne and Diane Heath's expert guidance, the choir helps me forget the trouble plaguing our nation and our world. Instead, as in the Song of Solomon 2, verse 12, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Indeed, the music of the choir has always revived my weary soul as I am restored by its healing power. Verse 5, dissonance and resolution. But the true test of my faith would not come until the fall of 2016, when I was diagnosed with cancer. As others will attest, experiencing the diagnosis of a life-threatening illness puts one in a state of shock and disbelief at first, feeling adrift without singing as my anchor. Chemotherapy kept me from my regular choir rehearsals, but my fellow choir members sustained me throughout. Indeed, my choir family held me quite literally in the palm of God's hand. Like a misplaced singer, I was able to attend All Saints Day that year, listening instead of singing. The listening and not the singing took on a powerful meaning as I realized that death would come one day to me, but I was not ready for it quite yet. As usually happens in music, these dissonances resolve to more melodious chords. Verse 6, harmony. And so, through the power of music and love, God allowed me to continue to sing his praises here at St. Columba's for 28 total years so far. In singing, we have rests, which set off the initial parts so that we may pay attention to the notes that follow. I consider my cancer sabbatical to be a rest to accentuate the glorious parts of my life. I am particularly proud that both of my daughters have continued this love of church music, as my older daughter Karen plays for years in bell choirs, and my younger daughter Emma has followed me as a singer and soloist in her church choirs. So as I reflect on my spiritual journey, I hearken to the words of hymn 439, "To God and to the Lamb I will sing, while millions join the theme, I will sing on.